I'll start. Okay, Bakasha. Okay, so last night I mentioned that part of the mitzvah of Simcha Yontif is sharing with others. I figure I'll talk a few minutes on Hilchot Tzedakah. There is a whole section of laws known as the laws of Tzedakah, but I'll begin, of course, where we always have to begin, in the Chumash. So the obligation to give Tzedakah is basically mentioned twice, two main places in Chumash. One which we'll read here tomorrow morning, in Kesef Tov Et Ami Et Ani Imach. If you lend money to your friend or to someone in your nation, the poor should be with you. So first of all, it's not talking about giving money, it's talking about a loan. We all know that giving a loan is one of the highest forms of charity. Secondly, the mitzvah is not really said in the context of charity. It says, if you lend money, lo tielo kenoshe, lo tisigun alav nesha. In other words, the obligation not to charge interest. That's a whole other prohibition, but the context of the mitzvah to give a loan is not to give a loan. It's if you give a loan, don't charge interest. Now, the rabbis interpreted the word im. If you give a loan, don't charge interest, mean when. And the rabbis say, even though the word im means if, there are three times in the Chumash where the word im means when. That if one has the means, one is obligated to give a loan. And then, of course, when you get that loan, don't charge interest to another person. So, of course, the obvious question is, if the Torah means when, why does it say so? The Torah could have said, kasher, ki, what do you mean, very nice. If you give money, it doesn't mean to mean if. So say what you mean. So the Maral on his commentary, which I think is a beautiful insight, he says, of course, giving charity and giving a loan is an obligation, but you should do the obligation voluntarily. The Torah doesn't want you to give the mitzvah because you have to give it. They want you to give it. I don't get stuck because it's a mitzvah. I get stuck because I care about the other person. That's one of the reasons we don't say a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's you're not the object of me doing a mitzvah. I thank God to do the mitzvah. No, I give the mitzvah. It's not something that should count as an obligation of a mitzvah from God. It really ties into what the Rambam says. Rambam says that when it comes to rituals, so to speak, or even kosher, for example, we only do that because God says so. There's no reason to be kosher. God says so. We should say, I'd love to eat pork. I'd love to do it. I just don't do it. God says so. But I shouldn't say, I want to hurt you. I want to cheat you. I won't cheat you because it says so in the Torah. That's not a proper attitude. So the Torah wants to use the expression im to get across this important principle. You should give the sacrifice you want. It should be from your heart. But if it's not from your heart, you got to do it anyways. That's the first connotation. Of course, that's the mitzvah of giving a loan. The second connotation, the second main place in the Torah, is what we'll read about on the last day of Pesach. To open up your, not to harden your heart, to open up your heart, truly, the context there is first by Shemitah. The Torah says you have the mitzvah of Shemitah to cancel a loan, so that actually starts on Maser Sheni. You have to eat 10% of your product in Yerushalayim and give away Maserot. Then the Torah tells us don't harden our heart, and do not close your hand. And those, of course, are the two aspects. We give tzedakah with our hand, and we give tzedakah with our heart. There has to be an emotional type of component. But it's interesting, the Torah tells us here, why do we give tzedakah? Here it's a very pragmatic, sort of it seems to, at a certain level, take away from the mitzvah. The Torah says, Naton titein lo, you should give him. Lo yirev lecha v'titcha, lo, your heart shouldn't be evil when not give him. Keeping lo levar yivrecha kashem, God will bless you. Because there's always going to be poor. There's always because there's always going to be poor, open up your hand. In other words, poverty is a cycle. It's, we know maybe less than 50% of businesses survive to a third generation. So the Torah is saying, you're rich now, but maybe your great-grandchildren won't be rich. You should give money. There's a practical aspect. It's not beyond the beautiful aspect. I think that's just also part of the mitzvah. But anyways, you should give, God will bless you. And yeah, so just 1 minute, I'll explain. The halachas of tzedakah in the Shulchan Aruch are in Yoredeya. They're not in Choshen Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch is into four sections. The Choshen Mishpat is the laws of the relations and a monetary relation between the human beings. So I would expect the laws of tzedakah to be there. But interesting, it's in your day, which are really the obligations between man and God.
So you see already how the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef Karo, when he edited the Shulchan Aruch, put the laws of tzedakah, really it's not just, it's not only what I say, the other person has an idea of a mitzvah bein Adam Makom, and I'll just end with one thing, maybe we can pick up on this tomorrow perhaps. Most people know, you ask how much tzedakah you have here, so they'll tell you 10% of net income after taxes. Okay, that's more or less, you know, a 7 out of 10. Answer. So in the Shulchan Aruch says really that you can get 20%. It's better to get 20%. But if you look carefully in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, there seems to be a fundamental argument on how much you have to give and why we give. The Shulchan Aruch says as long as there are poor people in the world, you have to give money. It means Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, who are the greatest, you know, ballet soccer in the world, the giving pledge that they've done is amazing. You know, sadly, we don't have a Jewish giving pledge for Jewish education or whatever. But they've got to give away 99% of their wealth, which is exactly what they are doing. Because there's so many poor, you have to give as much as you can. That would apply even if you're not Bill Gates. Once you reach, I don't know, you need a couple $100,000 a year to live, you give everything else away. Everything you have to give, as long as they're poor, you got to give. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Rishus. We don't bust unless you don't come here. Right? The Ramah buskins, you give maximum 20%.
Okay.
You're Bill Gates, you give more than 20%.
Okay.
Money, but you give more than you can't solve all the world's problems. You have to give. You have to do your part. 10 to 20%. Okay. But I think if you look, it's really actually interesting. What Moshe Rabbi Yosef Karo seems to say, you should live at a basic level, and everything else you should give away. We don't hold like that. If God blesses you with lots of money, you should live well. Give away 20%. If you're super wealthy, give away more. Okay, go up to breakfast and here's your son.